This GCN program brought to you by Frederick Remington, Fully Cooked Bacon, the thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry. Available at FullyCookedBacon.com. That's FullyCookedBacon.com.
Our number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We do have Skype, and the Skype username is lrn.fm. In the studio tonight, you've got Ian,
Chris,
and Daryl.
As we continue, we'll take your calls about whatever's on your mind. Coming up, we got some disturbing tech news with a major strike against people all around the world by a hack group that has utilized NSA software, NSA malware, to deliver what appears to be a bunch of ransomware. We'll tell you more about what ransomware is. It is not good. You do not want to get hit by one of these viruses. We'll tell you more about that coming up. And, of course, you can join us here, 855-450-3733. And we'll continue with your calls and thoughts. I do want to let you know, of course, about the terrible healthcare situation that we have here in the United States. And, of course, the government isn't going to make anything better for you anytime soon. You've got to take that responsibility into your own hands. And one way that you can do that is by going to healthexcellenceselect.com. HealthExcellenceSelect.com will give you a proactive health assessment daily. They are not insurance, by the way. This is a healthcare sharing organization, so it's an alternative to insurance. They also offer no-charge 24-hour access to doctors, a medical information card you can give to EMS, first responders, the emergency room, or whatever medical professional you want. And those doctors include traditional integrative chiropractic, acupuncture, and massage. You'll love the service and the price over at HealthExcellenceSelect.com. We go back to Michael in Orlando. So, Michael, you're trotting out a claim that is very similar to some other claims that we've heard from some of the more conspiracy-minded folks who call this show, and that is that not a single one of the mass shootings that have occurred in our adult lifetimes were ever real. And you haven't said that yet, but that is basically sort of the concurrence of all of these different claims that have been made, whether it's Sandy Hook, the elementary school shooting. People say that wasn't real, it didn't happen, the kids didn't exist. I mean, there's all kinds of just ridiculous claims. There was the claim about the reporter that got shot. Remember that crazy dude that shot the reporter out on the dock like a year or two ago? And now you're saying the Pulse nightclub shooting in Orlando from what, like a year and a half ago?
About a year ago.
That you're saying that was fake? And I just wanted to hear a little bit more about your claims here, Michael, because obviously there were hundreds of people in the club at that time. Are you saying that those people were all, you know, actors? Or, like, what are you saying?
Sure. Well, I don't want to get bunched in with every conspiracy theory, but
well, this is basically the same exact conspiracy theory,
sure it is.
Just a different location.
Sure. It could be looked at that way, but I'm not disputing. I'm just talking about one specific.
Yeah, so let's hear it. What are you claiming?
50 people dead and the 53 people wounded.
It doesn't matter that you live there. You don't live in the club.
Sure, it does, because I know everyone that lives here.
You know everyone?
You know all of the people that
are reported dead. The 53 people reported wounded, you know all 103 people?
No, I know a couple of them, not all of them.
You know a couple of who?
The people that were there.
You know the couple of people that got shot?
Yeah, and the people that were there on video that were just...
Okay, wait, I thought
crying.
You said earlier that people didn't get shot.
No one did get shot there. No one actually...
Then why did you just say you knew people who got shot?
The people that were reported shot, probably.
I don't understand why it's such a big stretch when you said that cops are trained to lie. Why would it be a stretch that they could be lying about this incident?
It's way different when the cops are trained to lie to you on the side of the road when they pull you over and they separate you and they say...
So the hospital personnel that were treating gunshot victims, they were all in on some sort of cover-up here?
A lot of the ones that were interviewed, the specific guy that was saying that he wore his bloody shoes for like 3 months, yeah, he was definitely a paid person, I would say. I don't know a lot of the, if you know the people that were in the incident, the Pulse nightclubs, a lot of them had criminal backgrounds or people that had criminal backgrounds. And
the hell's that have to do with anything?
Well, that's a way of getting them to, you know.
You're saying they hired.
You guys know what a crisis actor is?
You're saying they hired. It's ridiculous. You're saying they hired. You're saying they hired convicts and offered to wipe away their criminal records if they would go into the Pulse nightclub and agree with some sort of concocted story about a shooting?
Well, that a super far-stretched idea. I mean, why wouldn't they do that?
What's
ridiculous?
What's the objective? What's the objective?
A money grab and a gun grab. You're gonna have guns. You know, maybe they don't want certain guns out in the street.
Did that happen? No, that didn't happen, did it?
What's the objective that, like, what would be the objective of like, the whole crisis?
The lawyer inside of me is going to say asked and answered. He already said that it's a money grab and they wanted to take away guns.
Well, yeah. They did have a big charity and none of the victims had to pay any of their medical bills, which is very odd. Never happened before, but.
So now you're saying the fact that somebody raised some money for the victims is evidence that this was a conspiracy?
I mean, a lot of the people had their GoFundMe.
What is wrong with you?
Well,
seriously,
I'm just an intelligent person.
I know they don't have basements there in Orlando, so, like, what is your problem?
Well, I know one of the crisis actors that was there. That's why I'm talking.
You know a crisis actor. Tell me what that means.
Yeah, he said it was a fake event. It's what you call
just because somebody tells you something doesn't mean the truth either.
No, it's not.
You know that, right?
A lot of research on it. You could do your own research. You could find out in 10 minutes.
We found out because had seen plenty of reports and interviews with people who were there. There were hundreds of people in the club, many of whom were hiding from some madman who was shooting people to death. Someone told you that they've been paid by the government to go into that club and to pretend as though there was a mass shooting there. By the way,
happened was an entertainment agency is hired by the government, and the entertainment agency hired the guy that I know that was on television that was he was hugging the apparent lady that lost her son, and she's a crisis actor. She should try to get on a lot of different. I mean, I don't know if you guys don't do it. It just takes. I mean, I'm sure you guys already know this. I mean, you guys
just because someone makes a meme that shows a girl who looks similar to other girls at pictures from scenes of violence doesn't mean that that person is correct. You understand that, right?
No, you have to do your own research on it and come up with your own conclusion. But
yeah, and other people have done research and they found out.
You just said one of the people there at the studio said that cops are trained to lie, so now all of a sudden. They only can lie in one situation. They can't lie in something else.
The cops don't have to lie when you can hear gunshots coming from a nightclub, dude.
Well, do you know what a speaker system is? And it's a club. They have a speaker system. They could just have a recording of gunshots going off and everyone gets scared. It's called a drill.
Are you really?
And then the bullet wounds and all of the people working in the hospital, they're all in on it.
It's like a real-life movie, Daryl. It's all just a Hollywood make-believe. No one ever gets shot.
Why would they see people? Why would the government? Why would the money be? I don't understand the whole money grab thing. I mean, they can arrest people and basically for pointless charges and get money out of people, too. Why would they?
They got millions of dollars.
Who got millions of dollars?
Yeah, I mean, they can just increase taxes. I don't understand why.
Go do your information on it, and you'll find out.
No, I'm asking you. Who got millions of dollars? Who?
Everybody. If you add up all the money that went to the families of the fake death, they got millions of dollars. And it's a fake event.
Why would... Hold on. Wait a minute. That doesn't make any sense.
You guys should bring it up.
Hold on. Quit talking, all right? We can't have a conversation if you're not going to listen to the question. So hold on a moment. I'm trying to understand this. You just said that actors received millions of dollars...
From where?
...because of money that they were given because of deaths that didn't happen?
Yeah, because people got upset because people they thought died didn't really die, and they gave money to these people that are liars and criminals. And they took all the money. Okay,
so this is bringing up. Hold on, you keep bringing up the fact that there were people that had criminal records. One out of every three people in this country. Hold on, listen.
He can't listen.
One out of every three people in this country has a criminal record because there are so many damn laws on the books. There's this thing called the war on drugs that winds up allowing police to arrest anybody for basically anything, and then they make stuff up.
I can't handle
this. So of course there's people with criminal records. You madman.
I can't handle more of this guy. I mean, it's just my IQ's dropping as the call continues. I can't even say thank you for that call. It was absolutely horrifying. More coming up here. It's Free Talk Live.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Neely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-9256. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-9256. Call 1-800-958-9256. 1-800-958-9256.
Howdy, folks. Colonel Sanders here to announce that KFC's new spicy, crispy Zinger chicken sandwich is now available in a $5 fillet for a limited time. Why? Because who wants to spend $7 on a meal at a burger place when you can spend $5 on a hand-breaded Zinger chicken sandwich, wages, a cookie, and a drink at KFC? I mean, we specialize in chicken. You need another reason? I didn't think so. Try the Zinger in a $5 fillet at KFC today. KFC, it's finger-licking good. Limited time offer at participating KFCs. Tax extra.
There are two things every parent wants when their child goes to college. For their child to do well, and a way to afford it. Now, with Discover Student Loans, parents can have the best of both worlds. Not only do our loans cover up to 100% of school-certified costs with zero fees, but we'll give them a cash reward for each new student loan if they earn at least a 3.0 GPA or equivalent. That means every A in history or B in math could help them earn a cash reward for good grades. Just one of the many ways we treat you like you treat you. Apply now in 15 minutes or less at discoverstudentloans.com. Limitations apply.
Homeowners have much more to worry about than just making their mortgage payment. Can you afford to repair or replace your air conditioning when it stops working this summer? Or worse, a major plumbing problem? With National Home, you can say goodbye to repair bills. If you own a home, you can stop paying for these costly repairs. Best of all, call now to get 1 month of repair coverage for free. Get total protection for your home's major appliances and systems, so you have no more costly repair bills. Call 800-887-3022. That's 800-887-3022. 800-887-3022.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Nearly one-third of FBI domestic terrorism cases involve refugees. One-third. There's already been riots across Europe. Is America next? Hi, I'm the owner of Infidel Body Armor. Over the past 4 years, I've sold thousands of body armor kits and trained hundreds of sheepdogs. They have prepared. Have you? I invite you to go to my website at InfidelBodyArmor.com and click on specials. Trouble is coming. Now do something about it. InfidelBodyArmor.com. Just won't quit.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Live. Toll free number here, 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. We do have Skype. The Skype username is lrn.fm. With you tonight, it's Ian,
Chris,
and Daryl.
So, that last call.
Plot twist, that last call didn't even happen.
He was a crisis actor. This whole crisis actor thing, it's so total, like, internet conspiracy theory, meme-based. I mean, no real evidence whatsoever for it from what I've seen.
Just do your research and you'll find out that the internet doesn't even exist.
Yeah, it's so frustrating to hear this because, people are just looking for some sort of thing to believe in, something that makes their life feel meaningful, and I don't understand why folks are so attracted to these what are obviously ridiculous conspiracy theories. I mean, it's more believable that the U.S. didn't go to the moon than that the Pulse nightclub shooting wasn't real, right?
Right.
Yeah. I mean, it's.
I'll give you that.
It's just absolutely ridiculous. And I found an article here from the Washington Post. And it's very lengthy. I'm not going to read the whole thing. It actually is titled, The Truth Behind Your Orlando Shooting Hoaxes, Theories, and Conspiracies. I'm going to take an excerpt from the beginning of this story and from the very end. What happens here is Caitlin Dewey answers several of the common theories about the Pulse nightclub shooting specifically. And she writes in the beginning, the internet always floods with rumors and theories after a tragedy, and the aftermath of the Orlando shooting has predictably been no different. In the immediate absence of a clear and coherent narrative, people are all too willing to invent their own versions. On Facebook, certain skeptics have circulated memes that allege three shooters attacked the Pulse nightclub. On YouTube, a viral video implies a link between Omar Mateen, the alleged shooter, and an Iranian imam. On Twitter, rumors floated that Mateen used the gay dating app Jacked and that a screenshot proved so. And in more obscure corners of the internet, a surprising but not unusual number of people have insisted that the whole thing was a false flag attack, a hoax. She says that the people who propagate these rumors, the last sort of rumors especially, often claim that the mainstream media never listens to or addresses them, and that is largely true because to someone who has just dropped everything, hopped a flight to Florida, and spent 3 days interviewing traumatized witnesses, the notion that the whole thing might be made up is patently ridiculous, which I completely agree with. And just because this guy calls a radio show and says, well, one of my friends is a crisis actor. Well, that's just you making a claim on the radio. I mean, right. What's more believable? Hundreds of victims? People who are there on the scene? People who actually witnessed what happened? Or the fact that some random guy calls a radio show and claims to know someone who is a so-called crisis actor who was on the scene? Now look, either the guy who, either he does have a friend who claimed to be a crisis actor and his friend is just effing with him, or
which is possible,
or yeah, he's just making it up.
Which is also possible.
Yeah, it's one or the other. Because the odds that this in any way was a false flag is absolutely patently ridiculous.
I just have the greatest conspiracy theory to, like, debunk all the conspiracy theories. So the people going around saying, I'm a crisis actor, I took part in blah, 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 they're all crisis actors paid by the government to circulate conspiracy theories.
About crisis actors?
About crisis actors and false flags.
Now it's getting deep. So here's the last part of her story. So again, she answers several questions about, you know, conspiracy theory stuff.
And just for the record, I don't actually believe the thing that I just said.
Right. Last and very least, she says, so again, this is after several questions. Yep. Last and very least, after tragedies like this one, and I'll post this full link on our Facebook and Twitter so you can check it out when you want. Thousands of internet goons inevitably come out of the woodwork to claim the whole thing was a hoax. They've said it's not physically possible to reload a semi-automatic rifle as many times as Mateen must have done. I remember hearing that claim when we were first talking about this a year ago. And that they're suspicious why there isn't any cell phone footage. Some conspiracy theorists also insist Mateen was working for the CIA or FBI, since he'd had contact with the agency before. And then she asks some of her experts here to address this. She is talking to Matt Zaptowski, Mark Berman, and somebody else. Anyway, back to the story here. Ingram says, do we have accurate information on how many rounds were fired and how long time of a period? Regardless, the weapon he had used 30-round magazines. It takes just a few seconds to swap magazines. Manuals for similar weapons state an effective firing rate of 45 rounds per minute, but if he was just spraying around and didn't care about accuracy, he could have been shooting considerably faster than that. This is allegedly, and then they give some audio of him shooting 24 rounds in 9 seconds. Zaptoski says, there does exist some news footage of the immediate aftermath. I'm no gun expert, but I'm not exactly sure what is meant by it being physically impossible to reload a gun more than a certain number of times. Media has interviewed countless law enforcement officials, hospital staffer, witnesses, survivors, and victims, family members. Are they all in on the hoax? Paid actors? That's absurd. Now, what is it? Is it Occam's razor that is that which is the most likely explanation is... like, the explanation, just because it's the odds are that that's what it is, and I'm sure I'm misstating it to some extent here, but, I mean, the odds that it would be anything but legitimate is absolutely ridiculous. And further, one of the other guys here, Berman, says, wait, the conspiracy theorists think that Mateen was working for the FBI, so the FBI wanted him to carry out an attack that would cast them in a bad light for interviewing this man multiple times and failing to stop him?
So I just pulled up Occam's razor was a problem-solving principle attributed to William of Occam from like the late 1200s. His principle can be interpreted as, quote, among competing hypotheses, the one with the fewest assumptions should be selected.
That's it. Thank you for clarifying. Much better than my terrible recollection of what it was.
Yeah, so the one basically where you have to, you know, assume the fewest things.
Right, so let's compare. You've got our caller who is assuming all kinds of things. He's assuming his friend who claimed to be a crisis actor is telling him the truth, and he's assumed all the, you know, the beliefs
he's
about...
He's assuming that all of the hospital workers...
We're
in on something. And now I do know for a fact that there are drills where, you know, they have crisis act of we're going to simulate an accident, but it's never people that are dead. It's we're simulating that there was a car accident or a chemical spill, and we just want to make sure that the communications are working properly so that if there is an actual accident that, you know, the hospital gets notified correctly and this group gets notified and people can respond in an appropriate time.
Yeah, it's a public training exercise, basically, is what that is.
Those things actually do happen.
Yeah.
But, again, it's not this sort of scale, and it never winds up being reported in the media of, there were 117 billion people that got killed yesterday by an exploding squirrel.
So he's assuming that all the hospital workers, all the nightclub workers, all the nightclub attendees, everybody who was, you know...
All within, of the news reporters.
Yeah, everybody is in on this, all the law enforcement, and it's just absolutely, you know, patently obvious that that's not the case. Whereas the person who is saying, is taking people at their word, the hundreds of people who were there and witnessed this horrific violence, the people who had family members dying, it would be impossible to assume that those people are all lying. I mean, it's just absolutely ridiculous. There's more coming up here. 855 450 free.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there, just waiting for your glass. With the ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves. Home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Live, dial on in toll free. Take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever's on your mind. Our number here, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And you can Skype into the show at Skype username lrn.fm. With you tonight, Ian here.
Chris.
And Daryl.
Coming up, big time virus / malware infection around the globe. Apparently it's making headlines. Ransomware is in the news. What is ostensibly the largest ransomware strike in the history of man, in the history of the Internet, is happening now thanks to the NSA and their leaked malware. We'll tell you more about that coming up here in moments, and this is going to mean Bitcoin's in the news. Will that drive the price up, or will it drive it down? We'll continue with that coming up here, and you can share your calls and thoughts with us. By the way, if you want to save big time on your purchases at Amazon, just go to saveitpurse.com. You can save easily 20% or more, or less. It's up to you what percentage you want to save. And the longer, the harder, the higher the number that you want to save, the longer it may take to actually get the savings. But so, for instance, I put one at like 29% the other day, and nobody's taken a bite on that one yet. But I'm not in a rush, so I don't really need it urgently, and so I'm trying the higher percentages before I lower the price and try lower. This has been working very well for me, and generally I'll save 20 to 25% on pretty much everything that I buy through SaveItPurse.com, and whenever I need something from Amazon, this is the way that I do it. Save at purse, saveatpurse.com. You go there. You do need to use cryptocurrency, though. That's the key. They will not accept dollars or other fiat currencies at saveatpurse.com. You have to use crypto like Bitcoin in order to get these amazing discounts. Saveatpurse.com. Saveatpurse.com. To the phones, to the fun. Let's go to Stefan. He's in Ohio. Hello, Stefan.
Hey, what's up?
Hey, what's on your mind?
I was listening to the last caller, and I wanted to point something out. You made it seem like, I understand how crazy it sounds that some of these shootings can be fake, but in the instances where we actually have videos, I have called to question before. You
Which
may remember.
Which instances do we have videos?
We have instances of video with the young girl that apparently killed her instructor with an Uzi, and we have two videos of
That's
the man.
That's a new one. I haven't heard this one. When was this?
It's actually quite an old story. It's about 2 years ago. There's also two videos of the shooting in Virginia. The one in Virginia.
Which shooting in Virginia?
The one that apparently happened on live TV.
Well, was that the one that the reporter got killed on the
live check? Yes.
Yeah.
And there's two videos of that. One that was apparently recorded by the news, and another one that was recorded by the shooter itself.
Mm-hmm.
And there are a few things that are questionable. I'm not going to say one way or the other whether it was fake or not, but you'll notice that the gun has no shells coming out of it, and the woman somehow manages to walk away with four shots in her body. And nobody noticed this guy walking up, despite the fact he was in clear sight.
Yeah, I don't remember all of the claims from when that happened, but we heard a lot of this stuff get dragged out back when this happened, and it was, you know, just as absurd, but not quite to the same level, because the Pulse nightclub shooting involves hundreds of people, and this one only involves, like, three people.
Right, and also, you know, this woman that wound up getting shot, or as you say, allegedly getting shot, she was a professional journalist who was doing a live broadcast on location.
That's right.
Professional journalists who do live broadcasts on location are trained to not pay attention to what's happening around them.
Otherwise, they'll be distracted.
They're there to record video for television. And if you get distracted by everybody that walks by you, then you're never going to wind up getting your shot. So I can see how someone would be able to walk up on her.
Yeah, and you also understand that cell phone video frequently, again, I haven't seen the footage in quite a long time, so this is not, you know, a fresh story in any way, but cell phone video can frequently have very low frame rates, and so it's very well possible that, you know, the shells were being ejected from the gun. It's just that those frames didn't end up in the video that was recorded. So, again, just seems, you know, on its face to be pretty ridiculous claims, but certainly at least with a situation involving a few people on a relatively abandoned dock, you at the very least have the benefit of being able to claim that it's possible that, you know, all three of them were in on it or whatever. And so are you saying that you're not saying you necessarily subscribe to this these
I
beliefs?
I don't subscribe to it. I just saw some of the artifacts in the video that some people have used to try to claim it's fake.
Those people are claiming that the woman was not actually shot and killed and that she was, what, sent off somewhere?
She's dead.
Okay, but I'm not asking what you believe, or do you think the people are saying that the whole thing was fake, and so therefore she's still alive?
A lot of people have said that, yes, that she's still alive. I don't think
ridiculous.
A family. Yeah, I agree. But my original topic I was going to call in about, Jeff Sessions is apparently going to push for mandatory minimums on all drug sentencing.
He is pushing, according to, I actually had this in show prep for tonight, Washington Post, Attorney General Jeff Sessions overturning the sweeping criminal charging policy of the former Attorney General Eric Holder and directed his federal prosecutors Thursday to charge defendants with the most serious provable crimes carrying the most severe penalties. In a speech today, he said the move was meant to ensure that prosecutors would be, quote, unhandcuffed and not micromanaged from Washington, unquote, as they work to bring the most significant cases possible. He said, now, by the way,
I wonder how he's going to do this and still comply with the most recent spending bill where the DOJ was allocated the grand total of $0 to prosecute cannabis cases.
That was
in
for medical.
With recreational or medical.
I thought that was medical only.
Recreation or medical.
Okay, well, that's good to know. Well, maybe he's talking about the other drugs, Daryl. He's talking about enforcing this on the bad, you know, the big bad drug dealers.
Well, he claims
heroin.
That marijuana is only, quote unquote, slightly safer than heroin.
Yeah, Sessions came out and said that the opioid and heroin epidemic is a contributor to the recent surge in violent crime in America, which to me makes no sense because violent crime has been declining for decades.
So what's funny here is that he's directing them to charge defendants with the most serious of crimes carrying the most severe penalties and then says that that's not micromanagement? Well, wait a minute. Not micromanaging them would be to allow them to decide what to charge people with.
See, what he's calling micromanaging is Congress telling him that he's not allowed to do something.
I see. He says, quote, we are working or we are returning to the enforcement of the laws passed by Congress, plain and simple. If you're a drug trafficker, we will not look the other way. We will not be willfully blind to your misconduct, unquote. The Holder memo issued in 2013 instructed his prosecutors to avoid charging certain defendants with drug offenses that would trigger long mandatory minimum sentences. Defendants who met a set of criteria, such as not belonging to a drug trafficking organization, gang, or cartel, qualified for those lesser charges and in turn less prison time under Holder's policy. So Sessions' new policy is wiping that out. Outlined in a two-page memo and sent to more than 5,000 assistant U.S. attorneys across the country. Your thoughts on that, Stefan?
I think that his idea of trying to have bigger punishments for people that are abusing drugs and then saying, oh, if you're not a part of a big drug ring, you get a lesser sentence. What happens when they start accusing people of being a part of a drug ring even if they weren't?
Well, that's what they're going to do. They're just going to everybody that... Well, obviously he was part of a big drug ring. Otherwise, we wouldn't have arrested him.
Everybody who has any kind of drug, illegal drug, is part of a huge drug ring under their logic. So that doesn't even make sense to me.
Right. I remember seeing one of these, you know, don't do drug things where they were saying, if you buy any drug, you're funding the terrorist.
Well, right. Just to be clear, something you said was incorrect, and I don't know if you intended to say this, Stefan, but they're not targeting drug abusers. They're targeting drug dealers. The average drug user or abuser does not get targeted by the federal government for arrest. That's usually the local cops that collar those guys. Hey, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Here's a quote from Sessions. He says, drug trafficking is an inherently dangerous and violent business. If you want to collect a drug debt, you can't file a lawsuit in court. You collect it with the barrel of a gun.
That's why we need to end the damn drug war, you crazy man.
The reason why drug trafficking is dangerous is because of your war on drugs that drives it into the black market. Thanks to Prohibition, there's more coming up. It's Free Talk Live. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
Bitcoin.com recently reported Bitcoin transaction fees have increased by more than 1,200% since 2015. To many Bitcoin proponents, the current fee market is moving way too fast, making Bitcoin unusable for certain transactions. The fee market and slow confirmation times have also increased the tension concerning the block size debate. However, if there are wallets with low amounts of Bitcoin that can't cover the fees, they become virtually unspendable. Learn more at news.bitcoin.com. That's news.bitcoin.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business, so make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an tax employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Yesterday, I got a call from the IRS. They say I owe them over $16,000. I don't have that kind of money.
Don't try to fight the IRS on your own. Use Coast One Financial Group and let them help you get a fresh start. If you owe at least $10,000 in back taxes, call now for a free and confidential tax debt analysis. Call Coast One now for a free consultation at 800-643-4661 now. 800-643-4661. That's 800-643-4661.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want. Our number here is 855-453. 855-450-3733. We got some tech-related news that may be hitting your home. Hopefully not. But malware released by the NSA is now infecting systems and bringing up ransomware, which is holding people's computers hostage in return for Bitcoin payments. We can tell you more about that coming up here in moments. With you tonight, it's Ian,
Chris,
and Daryl.
Don't forget, you can Skype in to join us at Skype username lrn.fm. As we continue, we'll take your calls and thoughts about whatever's on your mind. So let's go to the phones and to the fun. Bonnie is on the line in Utah. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Bonnie.
Hi, this is Bonnie. So what I wanted to talk about was, like, it's related to, like, the conspiracy theories and stuff. Mm-hmm. So, like, I think that all of those ones that the people have been calling in talking about today, even if there is a little bit of truth to it, I think it's to, like, distract from the main big conspiracy that is basically just that the state doesn't actually have our interest in mind. Like, like Murray Rothbard in Anatomy of the State, he says that the state is basically what used to be just like thieves and barbarians or whatever. They just organized and decided this is the easier way to steal and stuff like that. So isn't that like a conspiracy theory? And I feel like that's just to distract people.
Yeah, okay, now that's an interesting point because I think you're going to find a lot of agreement with the viewpoint that the state is essentially a criminal gang. And I don't know how many of the people within the state think of themselves that way. So I think that there are probably some people who do realize that about what they're doing within the state and who absolutely, you know, understand that they're using criminal violence against people to achieve what they want. But I don't know what percentage of them are like that. Some of them believe they're doing the right thing.
Yeah, is it conspiracy or is that just the reality, right? Because they don't necessarily have to conspire to do that in order to work together to do that, right?
Well, like at the lower levels, like I live on a military base that's mostly civilians. Obviously, they don't think, oh, I'm just being evil. Like they think that they have completely been like brainwashed that they're all for the public good.
Right.
And it's just like, I don't know where it would start or anything. But like one thing I put on the topic suggestions was about Jed Weiss, the McAfee's VP, how he came on Tom Woods' show yesterday or the day before.
Yeah.
And he was saying all this stuff about the Libertarian Party. He was saying, like, that they were basically taking money and using it for just, like, making money for themselves and stuff like that. And I even, like, donated $15. I'm 20 years old. And, like, that's what got me into, like, libertarianism. And I could totally see other people my age being like, well, this is all a big crap show. This is, like, totally a conspiracy.
So what was it that got you in, because, you know, you're pretty young. A lot of young people don't get involved in politics. What was it that kind of turned you on to it? Was it one of the political campaigns within the Libertarian Party? Was it Judd's campaign? Or was it Matt McAfee? Or was it the Gary Johnson side?
Well, I was, like, raised totally conservative, and I basically would argue with my sister about how Bernie Sanders was wrong, and one of my best friends would be, like, on my side, but he was saying all this stuff I didn't know about, and I was like, what, how do you get this information? And he's a libertarian, and he basically showed me, like, the Mises Institute and C, and I just found everything, like, your show all by myself, and, you know, YouTube and reading and stuff like that, but like Gary Johnson was like, I was like, oh my gosh, it was the same exact time, like probably January of 2016. I was just like, wow, this is like a person we can get behind, and he actually has a shot of like winning, stuff like that.
Yeah, that's kind of funny.
Well, it was her first election, so
yeah.
You can forgive someone.
All right, yeah.
He had a shot at making a lot of money for Ron Nilson, and that's what he did.
Was that his campaign manager?
Ron Nilson was the advisor that wound up getting somewhere around 60% of all of the donations that went to the Johnson-Weld 2016 campaign.
And was that some of what Judd Weiss has been kind of revealing as some of the backroom dirty deals?
Possible. I've not listened to the Tom Woods podcast. I have it downloaded, and I just sent it to my phone, gotcha. So I'll listen tomorrow.
Yeah, I saw Judd over at Anarchapulco. Of course, he's taking some great-looking pictures. He's like the Liberty photographer of note. Him and Tennyson, they're both really good. You know, I always like to catch up with him. And he and the McAfee campaign had a really good campaign.
Yes.
Yours also, Daryl, was excellent. It's a shame that we didn't have a more principled libertarian involved. But I'm glad to hear that Gary Johnson did bring people in to, you know, the movement. And you stuck around and you've learned more. Because anybody who just listened to Gary Johnson wouldn't understand what libertarianism is.
I was going to say, she sounds like way more knowledgeable than somebody who's just a Gary Johnson supporter.
Right.
Oh, thank you.
Thanks, Bonnie. Well, anything else you want to share tonight?
Not really. That's mainly what I wanted to bring up was the Judd Weiss interview.
All right. I appreciate your call. And thanks for submitting that, by the way, to freetalklive.com. You mentioned that, and I appreciate it. And there's a few, like, core submitters over there who keep putting fresh content up, so I appreciate that, too.
And for people thanks that for aren't familiar with that, that's a Reddit-integrated system?
Correct. So if you go to freetalklive.com, the front page of our site has a bunch of features. We've got a webcam, we got archives, we got live streaming, got, you know, a list of our radio affiliates, all kinds of content there. But there's also the front page, which you get to actually influence. You get to submit content there. And so if you see a news story, for instance, that you like, and you want our other listeners to see that story, and possibly us as hosts to see the story, you submit it there to the front page of the site via the Reddit-based system. So you do have to have a free Reddit account and it's pretty easy to link your Free Talk Live account with your Reddit account. And so then once you go to the front page, if you want to hit submit, you can just send your story in there. If you want to use the Reddit version too, you can go to reddit.com/r/freetalklive, and then you can use it that way if you prefer it that way. But that's a place I check every day to see if there's something fresh that I'm interested in talking about on the air, and so other listeners benefit from being able to see what's there, and you get to vote on what the other listeners submit. So I submitted something actually earlier today about New Hampshire having 74% of the Senate vote in favor of cannabis.
Decriminalization.
Numbers? That's correct. It was 17-6. So an overwhelming vote,
yeah,
finally.
Yes. Yeah.
After they voted it down again and again over the last decade,
The amendment to the bill, because the bill that came out of the House would have removed criminal penalties for the first three convictions of possession of up to 1 ounce.
Mm-hmm.
The amendment, which lowered that to 3/4 ounce, actually had one more vote than the bill as amended.
Meaning the amendment itself passed with one higher vote, and then somebody flipped their vote on the whole thing.
Correct. So yeah. Sharon Carson, who's the anti-drug, like she's
a prohibitionist.
The big prohibitionist.
Yeah.
She voted for the amendment, but against the bill as amended.
I just felt like I was surprised that she voted for that amendment. I figured that it was a mistake on her part. As you pointed out, she ended up voting against the bill, but it didn't matter because it won overwhelmingly, which was nice. After the New Hampshire State House passed it with 90%, 89.8%.
The regional director for the Marijuana Policy Project, he speculates that she voted for the amendment so that it weakened the bill.
Took it from an ounce to 3/4
right.
of an ounce. I see.
I'm wondering, and you know, this is definitely speculation on my part and not something that I necessarily expect her to do, but I'm wondering if she's doing this so that she can then play both sides of the issue of, well, I voted for the amendment.
Could be.
I'm not a prohibitionist. You know, once she winds up seeing an opinion poll of 75% of New Hampshireites want to legalize and remove all criminal penalties from cannabis, well, I voted for the amendment.
There was some stupid stuff said by some of the prohibitionists during that floor hearing. And that
yeah,
video
I was watching the video yesterday. There was one of the guys that said, well, if you can have up to 3/4 ounce, then wouldn't a drug dealer just wind up getting six of his buddies to sit in a car with him, and then they all have 3/4 ounce? What size car are you driving around in where you can just have six of your buddies sitting there to carry 3/4 ounce
so
to go to a drug deal?
Yeah, it was ridiculous. I mean, so some of that I caught on video. I mean, you were watching the feed that was live from the cam that the state has in there. I had actually gone down there to try to record the whole hearing,
right.
And they did it earlier than I was expecting.
Yeah, they skipped order, and it took them a lot less time to get to that.
Yeah, so
than
I only got
we
half
thought it would.
It. I only got half of it on my videos. You can see that over at freekeen.com. That video's up now.
Well, luckily, the state archives their live stream.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that.
Yes.
All right. That is good. That is good to know. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. But it was nice to see, you know, bipartisan support for decriminalizing cannabis. And nice to see the governor coming out same day with a press release saying he's going to sign it. So good news. There's more coming up here. Hour 3 is on the way. This is Free Talk Live. You can join us.
Do you need a website for your blog or new business? It can be pretty intimidating on your own, and that's why Free Talk Live has partnered with HostGator, one of the top hosting companies. HostGator offers a simple, one-click, easy installation for WordPress, 24/7 over-the-phone or live chat tech support, and a very intuitive, user-friendly control panel that puts the power of creation back into your hands. Go to HostGator.com/FTL, and you'll get 50% off of their regular hosting prices. 50% off. HostGator.com/FTL. What do you shop for that you could otherwise buy at Amazon? Pretty much everything, right? Amazon has competitive pricing and they deliver, and that's a big plus. If you could plan ahead in your shopping, would you be interested in saving up to 33%? There's a catch. You have to do your shopping in Bitcoin. But imagine those savings. It's like a huge raise. All you have to do is go to saveitpurse.com. We've saved thousands, and you can too. Plan ahead and save. Saveitpurse.com.
Are you drowning in debt? Are you struggling to make minimum payments? If this sounds like you, know that it's not your fault. Credit card debt happens to good people. We've helped thousands of good people just like you become debt-free with our Debt Reset Program. Our Debt Reset Program is customized to get you debt-free in as little as 24 to 48 months with one low monthly payment. You don't pay a dime until we succeed. Call now to see how we can work for you. 800-912-6177. That's 800-912-6177. Again, 800-912-6177.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.